This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 20th, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters announced on Wednesday a series of measures to reduce airline delays over the holiday season and new actions designed to reduce congestion in the New York area starting next summer. Included are an agreement to cap hourly operations at JFK International Airport, hourly limits at Newark, and capacity improvements for the region. The changes were based on input from airlines, airports, and consumer advocates. There's more detail on all this in the print version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. Aspen Avionics Marketing VP Doug Kane broke the news in a letter to customers. Aspen's much-anticipated Evolution EFD-1000 electronic flight display has run into delays with FAA certification and will not be out by the end of this year, as had been hoped. Kane says the company has a high degree of confidence in its new timetable, which calls for shipments to begin by the end of the first quarter of 2008. He adds that the initial approved model list will include Class 1 and Class 2 airplanes, encompassing more than 600 individual makes and models under 6,000 pounds gross. Bigger planes are expected to be added later in 2008. On Wednesday, the board of Airbus parent Eads chose three European companies as the preferred bidders for six manufacturing sites, contrary to a German newspaper report that U.S.-based Spirit AeroSystems was likely to be awarded four sites. The Associated Press reports the winners instead were France's Latécoère SA, Germany's MT Aerospace AG, and Britain's GKN PLC. Airbus spokesman Stefan Schaffrath explained, quote, "The three partners had better offers commercially and technically, were more aggressive than Spirit in the last round of negotiations," unquote. Terms still need to be worked out. Eads says it hopes to make substantial progress during the first quarter of 2008. Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, a.k.a. SpaceX, told ANN on Wednesday it's completed the systems requirement review for a third Falcon 9 Dragon demonstration flight under NASA's Commercial Orbital Transportation Services program. NASA representatives attended the event, held on the first day of regular business operations at SpaceX's new headquarters in Hawthorne, California. Under COTS, SpaceX will conduct three flights, demonstrating its ability to approach, berth, and ultimately deliver cargo to the International Space Station and return cargo to Earth. On this third demonstration, the Dragon spacecraft will approach the ISS and hold its position nearby. Then, according to the SpaceX plan, a robotic arm on the station will capture Dragon and guide it to a berthing port on the Harmony module. CEO Elon Musk says, quote, "By providing commercial delivery services to orbit, SpaceX will transform the way government and private entities access space. The Falcon 9 Dragon system will ensure that there is no gap in U.S. space transportation capabilities following retirement of the space shuttle in 2010, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Mitsubishi and Honeywell are sued by a former MU-2 operator. Lockheed rolls out the F-35B. And starting a low-cost airline is really expensive. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Danny Mortensen of Airline Ground Schools. He'll tell us about the job of an aircraft dispatcher. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.